The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to join Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel in Dublin. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What are you cooking for us today?
So today I have another wonderful barbecue recipe. So a barbecue chicken and pepper kebabs with homemade flatbreads, garlic mayonnaise and a delicious tomato salad.
Yum, yum, yum.
So what we're going to need for the chicken kebabs is we need 4 chicken breasts that I want you to dice up, 2 peppers, so yellow, red or green, whichever you prefer, same thing, deseed and diced, a couple of red onions that you're going to peel and dice, and then the spices, I want a teaspoon of smoked paprika, a teaspoon of ground cumin and a teaspoon of ground coriander, and then a few fresh herbs, some fresh mint and coriander, and a splash of olive oil. So add all those ingredients into a bowl and we're just going to mix them together to marinate. What you're also going to need is some skewers. So if you're using wooden skewers, what I suggest you do is soak them for about an hour in a little bit of cold water. What this does is just when you get to the barbecue, it'll stop them from burning a little. Or of course, you could use a steel skewer if you wished. And then you just follow with a little bit of chicken, some pepper, some onion. Start again with some chicken and you just skewer all the meat and vegetables up until you have your 12 skewers complete. So when you've got that done, what I suggest you do is pop it into the fridge until you're ready to barbecue. So when you're barbecuing, you've heard me saying this lots and lots of times, turn your barbecue on. If it's a gas barbecue, put it on, leave the lid on and leave it to heat for a couple of minutes. The key with barbecuing is to get it as hot as possible. That's way then things don't stick to it when you put them on. Or if it's if you're lighting a barbecue, the same thing. Light your coals with a little bit of wood, and then wait until it ignites. Make sure it's well lit and the coals go white, and then you'll be ready to barbecue. So to cook the chicken, 15-20 minutes before you're ready to grill them, take the chicken out of the fridge and then brush them with a little bit more oil, and then put them onto your wonderfully hot barbecue, and you're going to grill them for 3 to 4 minutes on each side. As it's chicken, always ensure that it's cooked all the way through. So we always serve chicken cooked through and piping hot. And then to serve alongside our wonderful chicken skewers, I'm suggesting a really easy garlic sauce. So you need 100 ml of creme fraiche, a couple of tablespoons of mayonnaise, some 1 clove of garlic, which you're going to chop up really finely, half the juice of a lime, a little bit of cracked pepper, and some salt to taste. Very simply, put all this into a bowl and give it a good mix. To serve on the side, and this is where you're going to get your freshness into your barbecue, we need a punnet of cherry tomatoes, which you're going to chop up, 1 red onion, 10 sprigs of mint that you're going to pick and throw them into the bowl, juice of a lime and a splash of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper. So that's a wonderful tomato salad.
Okay, now that all sounds very easy, but I suspect the difficult bit will be the flatbreads. How do you cook a flatbread?
Yeah, which you think was a very difficult thing to do, but in fact a flatbread is so easy because we're going to cheat here a little bit. Normally with a flatbread you could use yeast, but I'm going to get you to use some yogurt and some baking powder. So what you need is 300 grams of plain flour, and then you need a half a tablespoon of baking powder. That's what's going to make them rise. 250 grams of natural yogurt and a teaspoon of curry powder. That's just going to bring in a little bit of flavor for you and a pinch of salt. Put the dry ingredients into a bowl and then put your yogurt in on top, and then you just mix it together until it forms a dough. After the dough is being formed, leave it for 10 minutes to rest, and then divide that dough into 8 balls. When you have the 8 balls, flour a surface, use a rolling pin and roll them out so that it's about the size of the palm of your hand, so it's going to be like a flatbread. And then all you do is put them onto a floured plate, bring them to the barbecue, little bit of melted butter into a bowl, brush the edge of the flatbread and then place it onto the barbecue. And they're going to take maybe 2 to 3 minutes on each side. As they start to cook, you'll see that they'll very gently puff up and become really light and delicious. And these are a wonderful thing to serve on the side of a barbecue. Also, if you've any left over, they freeze great and they're brilliant in kids' lunch boxes or even for a lunch for yourself at home.
Absolutely delicious. Barbecue chicken and pepper kebabs, flatbreads, garlic mayo, tomato salad. Sounds absolutely delicious. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the weekend.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.